Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, she's not entitled to wear what? Beautiful and glamorous clothes that would call people to marry her. And she's not entitled to put eyeliners, as in the hadith, the kuhul. She's not allowed to apply the kuhul. Now, does kuhul be classified the only thing she's not allowed to wear, or any kind of makeup? Definitely any kind of makeup, because kuhul is the minimal acceptable. So anything, she puts powders on, and women nowadays, mashallah, when you look at them, they put so much cosmetics on their face that she would add 2 or 3 kgs to her weight. They put foundation, and then they put paint, and then they put this and that. And you would find the woman's different. Yani she doesn't look like who she really is. And they have these manicures. They put manicures on their nails. They prolong their nails like they're animals who had just eaten their prey, and you can blood out. What is this? And sisters say, oh, this is beauty. Well, I know beauty, but this is the beast. This is not beauty only. So anyhow, is it haram? No, I'm not going to say it's haram. But doing it in excessive fashion, this is an imitation of the kuffar. Nevertheless, going back to our topic, a sister who is in the mourning due to death, a widow, she's not allowed to put any cosmetics, anything that beautifies her. She's not allowed to put perfume. She's in her house. She's not allowed to put perfume because this is a sign of happiness. One would say, Sheikh, what about if she's really happy that he died? Even though this is Allah's orders to her. Even if she's happy because he's dead. And sometimes, a lot of the women are happy. They could not get divorced. They could not get khul'. Alhamdulillah, he died. But yet still, she is not allowed to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, she must not leave the house for 4 months and 10 days. She has to be confined to her house because the Prophet told her, stay in your house. So she cannot go. Is this forever? Meaning for the 4 months and 10 days? Or are there exceptions? There are exceptions. If she, for example, works and cannot get time off work, she's a teacher, and the school would not give her a holiday to wait and anticipate for the 4 months and 10 days. Or, as in the case of the Prophet, if a woman was in a farm and no one would take care of the crops, of the sheep, except her, if she doesn't go out, who will take care of it? In this case, it is permissible to go during the daytime, from morning till sunset. This is permissible because she needs to. She needs to do this. Likewise, if she has to go to the government offices to declare the inheritance or to submit deeds or something that deals with the death, no one can do this except her. The government says she has to come personally. This is halal. This is permissible. Likewise, if she has to go to a hospital for treatment, and this is permissible in the day and also in the night, because this is not something she needs. This is an emergency. So for necessities and for emergencies, even in the evening, she can go. What else? A lot of the people think that a woman, when mourning her husband, she has to wear black. So in a lot of the Arab countries, women wear black for 4 months and 10 days. And this is baseless. She can wear any color, white, black, blue. If a one morning she's wearing all the time red or pink. No, normal colors that do not show any glamour or any beauty, there is no problem in that. A lot of the misconceptions. Sisters in the mourning period do not answer phone, do not pick up the phone. Why? Says, no, your voice cannot be heard by any men. So, for example, her cousins may call. And this happens, this is not free mixing, but if they call or people call to say, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive your disease and may Allah make him in Jannah, they don't reply. No, this is wrong. You can speak to mahram or non-mahram alike, because this is permissible for a normal woman and a woman in mourning. But what they're not permissible to do is to socialize and to laugh and be easy, too easy. This is forbidden. Among the things that people think that she must not go to the roof at night. Why? Because then the moon would see her. Excuse me? What happens if the moon sees, no, she's in mourning, haram. Well, people bring things from their pocket and they start to do haram and halal. There's nothing wrong in that. What about showering, cleaning herself? She can take shower 3 times a day, no problem. She can eat, can she eat anything or things that have a nice smell like saffron or something with beautiful odor to it? She can eat anything, so she could live her normal life. What about if she gets in the morning or in the evening, her sisters, her nieces, her female cousins, yes. Yani relatives, they sit with her during the day and during the night, trying to cheer her up, to trying to make her happy. This is very good. Allah did not tell us that she should cry for months and 10 days. She could do whatever she wants, but she should not do the things that the Prophet ﷺ told us that she is not entitled to do. As for the hadith of Umm Atiyah, it is the same thing. The eyeliner, applying the kuhul, is not permissible. So, in the remaining time, if you have any questions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, for many years I've heard this 4 months, 10 days, 4 months, 10 days, but never got an opportunity. Now, alhamdulillah, I have this opportunity. Now, this 4 months, 10 days, is it the period? Is it out of a certain biological need? What is this significance of this 4 months and 10 days of mourning? And if the wife dies, do the husband also, there is some mourning period? Thank you.
Now, these are two questions. I'll make an exception because usually we only take one question. The first question, why is the 4 months and 10 days specified? A lot of scholars spoke and gave their opinions, but as mentioned before, these are only speculations. Can anyone say that this is the reason? Unless it's specified by the Quran and Sunnah, we cannot say this is the reason. The reason would be that in normal cases, that is, not when the woman is pregnant and then the husband dies, in normal cases, when the wife is not conceiving or not pregnant, in normal cases, the 4 months and 10 days are applied. Why? Some scholars say that hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, when he said that the Prophet ﷺ told us that the creation of one of you in his mother's wombs is 40 days so, and 40 days alaqa, leech, and 40 days as a mudra, a morsel, and then the life is breathed into it. So they say that this is 40 days, 40 days, 40 days, how much? How many? 120, how many months? 4 months. So the 10 days is just to be sure. So the 4 months is when the creation of a life in the mother's womb and the spirit is breathed into it. So they say that this is why the mourning period is to make sure and to ensure that she has no pregnancy. But this is not 100% acceptable because we know that 1 monthly period is enough to ensure that there is no pregnancy. So again, there is nothing concrete to rely on except that this particular 4 months and 10 days is from Allah to test His servants. So we have to embrace it and accept it as it is. So as for the second question, does the husband mourn if his wife dies? No. He can marry immediately afterwards. He doesn't have to wait for a day or two or three. There is no mourning period for him. But of course, this doesn't mean that he doesn't feel sorry. He feels sorry for her loss, yet he has no restrictions from marrying again. Any questions?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Sheikh, in India, there's a tradition like the woman wears some black beads and bangles. When the husband is died, the people break that and take off that thing. So what is it about?
This is not part of Islam at all. This is an innovation, and it can be also greater than that if it's the habit of other religions. So this is completely prohibited for Muslim to follow the traditions, the customs of other religions. We have only Islam to govern what we act and how we behave. Because other than that, maybe later on they would criminate the husband with his wife alive. And this is not part of Islam at all. Muslims follow the tradition of the Quran and the Sunnah. And anything specifically such as this related to mourning, to death, to marriages, and these are things that are governed by Islam, they should not follow that, and they should stick with the Quran and the Sunnah. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.